Hello everyone. Welcome to today's worship at Shotgate Baptist Church on the 5th of July. We continue to do our service remotely due to social distance of the COVID-19 epidemic. Let us come together in prayer. Father, we bless you for giving us grace to meet with you wherever we are in your name. We pray as we continue today's service that we will feel your presence among us. We pray that your power will always service and grow in us. Father, we ask that the word we are given today will glorify your name. Accept our praise and worship in the name of Jesus. Amen. Helen is now going to play today as we sing "When the Spirit of the Lord is with my heart," followed by "Shout for Joy." Thank you, Helen. are still reflecting on the Psalms, and today's reading is from Psalm 63. Psalm 63. O God, you are my God. Earnestly I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My body longs for you. In a dry and weary land where there is no water. I have seen you in the sanctuary and beheld your power and your glory. Because your love is better than life, my lips will glorify you. I will praise you as long as I live, and in your name I will lift up my hands. My soul will be satisfied as with the riches of foods. With singing lips my mouth will praise you. On my bed I remember you. I think of you through the watches of the night, because you are my help. I sing in the shadow of your wings. My soul clings to you. Your right hand upholds me. They who seek my life will be destroyed. They will go down to the depths of the earth. They will be given over to the sword and become food for jackals. But the king will rejoice in God. All who swear by God's name will praise him, while the mouths of liars will be silenced. Amen. Pam is going to bring us today's message from this psalm. Thank you, Pam.
Hi, everyone. As Maureen has just said, I'm going to be looking at Psalm 63, which is a psalm of David when he was in the desert of Judah. I really like this psalm, and I think it is very relevant to us during these difficult times. So here are my thoughts and reflections. David was in the desert. He had fled from the throne, left his possessions and his wives behind him. His own son, whom he loved, was attempting to kill him. But David was not praying for these things to be restored to him, to fill his empty life, but rather he says, I have seen you in the sanctuary and beheld your power and your glory. Because your love is better than life, my lips will glorify you. God's love was better than life itself to David. Now that is a powerful statement. Verse 1 starts with, O God, you are my God, earnestly I seek you. My soul thirsts for you, my body longs for you, in a dry and weary land where there is no water. There is a longing for God, and it reminds us of the personal and intimate connection we share with Christ. Our need and communion with God is compared with our need for life-sustaining water. My husband Dave was a Star Trek fan, and we used to watch it together. There was one episode where there was another life form, and they called humans ugly bags of mostly water. I don't know why I remember that. And it was a bit harsh, wasn't it? Especially the ugly part. But it is true that our bodies are made up of approximately 60% water, and our chances of survival are slim if we are deprived of water for more than 3 days. And in the same way, our spiritual survival depends on us being fed and watered by our relationship with our Heavenly Father. I'm a King Gardener, as I know many of you are, and I've been so thankful to be able to go out in my garden during these months of isolation. The days have been warm and sunny, but there has been a distinct lack of rain. Although I've regularly watered the ground using a hose pipe and kept it moist, it isn't as effective as a good downpour of rain. It needed more. We had that kind of rain on one night, and the garden was finally drenched with cool, refreshing rain. The ground was longing for that saturation. That is how we should feel about God, that we want more to the point of saturation. In Isaiah 58 verse 11, I found a great verse, and it says, The Lord will guide you always. He will satisfy your needs in a sun-scorched land and will strengthen your frame. You will be like a well-watered garden, like a spring whose waters never fail. To seek after God means always to desire more of him. Earnestly I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. I've looked up the meaning of earnestly in the dictionary, and it says intensely, seriously, not trifling, purposefully. David says his soul thirsts for God. Not he feels a bit thirsty or dry, but that his very soul is seriously and intensely thirsty. Didn't David already have the Lord? Yes, he most certainly did. This is confirmed at the very beginning, when in verse 1, David says, "You are my God." But he wanted more. He wanted to go deeper. He knew that there was more, and his whole being craved it as a thirsty man in the desert craves water. David had walked with God for many years, but he had a thirst for more. This made me reflect on my own walk with God. During this lockdown period, I've missed seeing family and friends more than words can express, as I know we all have. I asked myself, does that mean I fill my life with family and friends? How much time do I give to God? Is he the centre of my life, or are people the centre of my life? Well, people are good, and human relationships are very much a blessing from God. But shouldn't he fill the vacuum in my life? Made me think. Now, this time has been a journey for all of us and has given us the opportunity to reflect on the way we live our lives. I think we all appreciate our friends, family, neighbours, work colleagues more than ever before, and also our freedom to come and go as we please. Perhaps too, during this time, we have grown closer to God and spent more time in prayer than ever before. Seeking after God means to have an intimate and personal relationship with him, always desiring more and putting him first. In Deuteronomy 6, verse 5, it says, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength." David is satisfied. It says in verse 5, "My soul will be satisfied as with the richest of foods." In the midst of all his troubles, David is calm and has an inner peace, just as we feel full and content after a delicious meal. So David was completely satisfied with God. To be completely satisfied with the way things are is not necessarily a human trait. We become dissatisfied with so many things: the way we look, our jobs, where we live, our cars, etc. But like David, the one thing we can be sure to be satisfied with is God. David had an inner peace and joy in the Lord. And how do we know that? Well, this can be seen in the second half of verse 5, where it says, "With singing lips, my mouth will praise you." Also, in the second half of verse 7, it says, "I sing in the shadow of your wings." And in verse 11, it says, "But the king will rejoice in God." David's whole world was falling apart, but he knew he was in God's hands, and so he could rejoice in God despite his circumstances. Just before lockdown, I was introducing a song to the fellowship. I don't know if you remember, but it goes, "In every circumstance of life, you are with me, glorious Father, and I have put my trust in you, that I may know the glorious hope to which I am called." I almost want to sing that instead of saying it. Do we take that on board? We should. Just like David, be being prepared to trust every circumstance to God. I recently read a comment from someone which said, we should stop telling God how big our problems are and start telling our problems how big our God is. I really like that. In verse 6, David says, on my bed I remember you. I think of you through the watches of the night. Even when David is supposed to be sleeping, he thinks of the Lord. Being alone in the desert, David probably called on God at night for his protection, as he would have done when he was a lone shepherd guarding his sheep from all kinds of dangers, wolves, bears. A prayer before we sleep, thanking God for our day, leaving our worries with him, and putting ourselves in his care during the night could be the answer to a good night's sleep. It could be. You might think that a bedtime prayer is just for children, but we are still God's children and always will be. So don't let that thought stop you. In verses 7 to 8, it says, because you are my help, I sing in the shadow of your wings. My soul clings to you. Your right hand upholds me. God was David's very present help in time of need. Do we turn to God when we are in a desert place, in a dry and barren place, and have nowhere or no one to turn to? Or do we try and sort things out on our own, and only as a last resort turn to God? I know I quite often do. David knew that he was protected by God's wings, like a hen protects her chicks, and God's right hand would be there holding him up. Well, God is there for us too, ready to shelter us in the shadow of his wings and lift us up. In verses 9 to 11, it says, they who seek my life will be destroyed. They will go down to the depths of the earth. They will be given over to the sword and become food for jackals. But the king will rejoice in God. All who swears by God's name will praise him, while the mouths of liars will be silenced. David wasn't out for revenge. He was looking for God's justice. He knew he could give the situation over to him and then rejoice in God and leave him to deal with his enemies. In Deuteronomy 32 verse 35, God says, it is mine to avenge. I will repay. In due time, their foot will slip. Their day of disaster is near and their doom rushes upon them. This passage reminds me of the saying, let go and let God. It all comes back to trusting God. How often do we get consumed with things and people that go against us when we should be giving it to God or laying down our burdens at the foot of the cross? I know that is easier said than done, but it would make life a lot simpler if we could just give everything to God. And he is waiting for us to do just that. So, there we are. Psalm 63. Just some thoughts and reflections. I hope you will agree. It's a wonderful psalm that gives such a good insight into David's relationship with God. And I personally think it sets a challenge to us to take a long look at our own relationship with God. Perhaps this week you could reflect further on Psalm 63, on what God has done for you in Christ, and reflect on his great love and faithfulness toward you over the years. And then, like David, earnestly seek him.
Thank you. Helen is now going to play At Your Feet We Fall, Mighty Risen Lord. you, Helen. As we finish today's service, I will read this poem as a closing prayer. Walking in the heat with nowhere to go. Legs are heavy. Mouth is dry. I need a drink. A drink of water. My soul is heavy. I feel so lost. It's an anchor pulling me down. It needs something more. It needs a drink of living water. Jesus came to us as water, and to have it more abundantly, with living water in me, I thirst no more. Jesus' love is all we need. He is our living water. Amen. Thank you for being with us today. As Polani says, keep safe, keep in touch, keep the faith. Have a good week. God bless.